Welcome and thank you for listening to this message from Legacy Church New Braunfels. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy this message from Pastor B. Watts.
Thank you for all that you do, and it's always awesome to have you come and give the word of the Lord on a Sunday morning. So we're going to pray over B. Just raise your hands, lift them toward her. So Father God, we just thank you so much for B. We thank you so much for the strength that you place in this woman, both spiritually, both physically. Father God, just bless every word that comes out of her mouth, as we know that anytime B is ready and willing to grab that microphone, you've got something big prepared, Father God. So we just bless her. We bless every work of her hands and feet, and we just thank you for this morning that she is able to share with us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Awesome, awesome.
Amen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? I'm supposed to do a little test here to see if we're own good. So we just want to thank you so much for being here. And the Lord just said to me to tell you that Legacy is so blessed and honored to have every one of you here. Every one of your family is honored because you are part of the kingdom, and you are kingdom people. So the Lord says today, you are so blessed and honored to be a part of Legacy, because there's just awesome and powerful things of the Spirit on the way to Legacy Church. We've got like a little insight that we're not going to be left out. We're not going to be left out of the awakening and the revival. We are set to receive everything Holy Spirit has for us. And so, yes, I want to say that we had a wonderful, blessed time here yesterday. The presence of the Lord was so powerful. So many people were blessed. So many ladies were just encouraged. And we just reinforced the spirit and the identity of royalty, because that is who we are, ladies. Every one of you, you are magnificent and you are royal. The Bible tells us that we are a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're peculiar people. And so, you know what? It's going to be kind of peculiar today. Okay? Because, you know what? I already got my little hanky out here. Because when I walked in, a gentleman said to me, hey, Mama B, I see you going Pentecostal. I'm going like, oh my goodness, that's right on. So I just want to kind of warn you, okay? So we are a peculiar people. If you are not peculiar, then you know what? You need to get peculiar. You need to be that way, because we have been chosen to be his, to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we don't longer walk in darkness, but we walk in the power and the glory of God. We are glory carriers. When you walk out of this place, when you go to your home, when you go to Walmart, when you go anywhere, you are glory carriers in the name of Jesus. It is just all over you. And if you don't feel like you are a glory or carrier, we'll go back to the Word of God that says the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is going to quicken your mortal body in the name of Jesus. So your natural feelings, carnal feelings, need to fall off so that you can receive the feelings of the Spirit. That's what we're going after. I tell you what, I love to feel the Spirit of God. I love to, I'm walking in my house and praising God. He comes over me. I just do a little dance and so forth. So, hey, we can feel the presence of God. Hallelujah. We are not cold, but we are on fire today. We are not lukewarm, but we are on fire. Holy Ghost, you are here. I was going to welcome you, but you are already here. But we want to give Holy Spirit permission to just do what He wants to do in every one of our lives. We want to be changed. We don't want to leave this place the same way we walked in. We want to be on fire. We want to walk in the presence of God. And so I think what I know, what I have to share with you today, you're going to walk out of here different in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit has already said that. So we just release Holy Spirit to do what He wants to do. In Jesus' name. So, Father, You are such a good Father. Just raise your hands and tell Him. We're just going to pray for just a few minutes. Oh, Father, we just love You so much. We're just so grateful, Abba Father, that You have come and loved us, and You have come and blessed us today. We thank You. We thank You. And so, Father, we just pray Your blessings, Your glory, Your power, Your Spirit upon all flesh today in this building. We praise You that You are here because we know You are here because Your Son is here. Jesus is here. Jesus came with us. He goes with us everywhere we go. So anywhere Your Son is, I know You are there. And Holy Spirit, we give You the right and the privilege to do whatever You choose to do today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to You. And now, about a couple of weeks ago after Pastor asked me to share a word, so I started praying in the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord gave me a word. I'm going to release the word here in just a little bit. But as we were in prayer meetings Thursday night, after Pastor Stephen got through with the prayer meeting, I went over there and I'm just like, hit him on the back. And I'm going like, You just preached my whole message tonight. It's everything that God had already said to me to tell you. And so that brought a confirmation. And I think what Holy Spirit is up to is that He is in this mode that, you know how that sometimes you just get shoved into something. I think He's behind us just shoving us and saying, go, go, get on in there because there's something great and mighty coming. Just like Isaiah 60 says, in your Bible, arise, shine, for your light has come. There's darkness coming. We know that. There's darkness everywhere. Oh, but the light of Jesus Christ that is in you shines great to light up that darkness and to diminish that darkness in Jesus' name. So we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. So y'all get ready. This is pretty powerful. So I was praying in the Holy Spirit and He said, go and get your pen, and I had to rewrite it several times because, you know, sometimes you have to have Holy Ghost to give you interpretation of what you write. So I had to write it over, make sure I had the words right. So anyway, I'm going to release it, and if you want to shout, you shout. If you want to cry, you cry. If you want to say, oh, dear, or oh, me, you know, God is speaking. He's speaking to us powerfully in these last days. And He doesn't want us to miss a word that He is saying to us individually in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father God. So, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, the sound of faith is arising in and from My people. It's the sound vibrating with victory and authority as we see defeat trampled. A sound of liberation where doors of blessings and revelations have swung wide open. As the heavens are open, we see the Lord revealed, rolling up His sleeve, exposing His mighty arm, working on our behalf. No longer are we allowing fear to make decisions in our lives, but faith gets the yes every time. We are a people who overcomes the flesh, the devil, and the world by living with kingdom faith. We are taking the responsibility serious concerning revival, awakening, prodigal souls, and the gospel to this generation. I declare we will see the glory of God. We have decided to no longer trust, just maintain, but by faith we are taking ground for the kingdom. You all ought to be standing on that. No longer are we just going to stand and maintain and have a little good time. But no, we're going to take ground for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now I can speak right now for elders and pastors and leaders of Legacy Church. We challenge you to rise up, to step up, to wake up, to fire up and pray up. Leap over the walls, break through the barriers, and slay any giants in the way as we expect and we welcome the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, especially on our sons and daughters in this generation, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And this is what is happening in our prayer meetings. We're releasing the presence of God, the power of God. We're releasing the declarations and the prayers. So I want to speak to you today about three powerful ways to use your voice to bring in this revival. You know, sometimes if we want something bad enough, we must contend for it. We have to go after it. It has to be a priority in our spirit. And so we know that it's in the heavens. And so we go and pull it down. We pull it into our reality here where we live, in the life that we are living now. It's so good to look back, and I could tell you stories this morning that would make you want to run around this building. I have seen the miracles. I have seen, and you have too. I know you have. We have seen the move of God. We have seen the town drunk come to the altar and get totally delivered, get saved, and go out almost, almost like Peter did and preached to people. And I don't even know, hundreds came in because he went out. He was changed. And I'm telling you what, we have that here in Jesus' name because you are here. Hallelujah. We have the power of God. So when we speak, we give vibration into the atmosphere, which releases life or death. Every voice you have, every word you speak is creative. It is creating a world for you. It is creating a life for you and your family. So if you speak death, repent pretty quick. And get rid of those words and put them under the blood of Jesus, because we are here to speak life and life abundantly. Our voice is creating the atmosphere that we want in our homes and in our families. Wherever we go, our words, you know, sometimes when we're driving and someone, you know, drives in front of us, instead of, you know, getting mad at them, angry at them, why don't we pray in tongues over them? Why don't we speak life to them? Why don't, instead of calling them stupid or you know, whatever we call them, I don't know. Oh, so we need to speak life. Our mouths and our voice are mighty weapons against deception and will bring much damage into the darkness. Our voice is light. Our voice is life. And so when you speak, when you walk around this building, whenever you are walking up into this building, in this building, as you are speaking and decreeing the word of God, This is what we're going to talk about here for just a little bit. Your mouth releases life. How many of you believe that the word of God is the spoken word of God is life? Of course. And so every time you speak the powerful word of God, then you are speaking life. You are speaking light. This is why it's so powerful for you to go intentionally to maybe like another town, a neighborhood, a park, go somewhere in the atmosphere and release the word of God. Release the power of God, because atmospheres will shift and the spirit of God will come and hover over that neighborhood. The spirit of God will come and hover over this building and this church. This is why it's so powerful when you walk in here and you want to like do a little shake, because the power of God is hovering here, and the swirls of the Holy Spirit is here. Hallelujah. And so, you know what? If people shake just a little bit, don't think they're peculiar, because you know what? They probably are. And if you don't feel anything when you walk in here with God's people, you need to start speaking, decreeing some things to your mortal body, to your physical body, to your spirit. Resurrection life. I don't know, that just came up in my spirit. We need to speak that resurrection life into our spirit every day, into our soul. Our soul sometimes needs a little bit of a revival. Hallelujah. Of course, we are, with our voice, we can release angel armies. We can release angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the first thing, of course, the first way that you can use your voice is by declaring and decreeing and commanding in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. So prophesying, left that out. Speaking, decreeing, declaring, commanding, and prophesying the powerful word of God and what Holy Spirit gives you. Hallelujah. You see, whenever you go and you walk around, I'm telling you what, I love to do prayer walking. And if you've never got into prayer walking, maybe you need to be anointed for that, or just make up your mind, hey, I'm going to go walk around and pray. And I'm going to declare what Holy Spirit says. Because like Pastor Cindy said, every one of you hear God. You hear Holy Spirit. And whatever He says and whatever He reveals to you, speak it out of your voice. Speak it out of to your houses, to your doors, your windows, your property. In Jesus' name. I remember, and I think I've told this story here before, but when I was a very, very young pastor's wife, we were in the church kitchen, and there happened to be a cockroach over there running around. We're going, oh, you know, we're like, oh my lands, we've got to do something here. We got to get the exterminators in here. And this lady, she walks in. Gwen walks in, and she's like, "What are y'all saying? Call the exterminator." Oh no, she says, we're gonna talk to these roaches, and we're gonna settle something right here now. So she told that roach, she said, you either have to die or leave the property in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay here. And she said she just walked around the church and told, you know, every roach, every bug that doesn't need to be in this building, you cannot stay in here. You cannot live in here. You either have to leave or you have to die. Ooh, I was like, oh my. That is part of our heritage, is to have that authority and that power to do that. And you know what? Our church never had another problem with any roaches. So I said, hey, I'm going to do that at home. And I'm telling you what, I preached this sermon over at a church, and we were just, everybody was just, yes, 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 I'm going to go home and do this. And I've never had, the only roaches that I ever see are ones turned up on their back, dead. That's the only ones I ever see. I do see those once in a while. They manage to get in and like, oh, Jesus, I got the wrong house. But I was preaching this sermon, and I don't know, I haven't noticed it here quite so much, but the crickets. Before the church was dismissed, there was crickets popping up everywhere. And I had just got through this, saying this. And so I'm telling you what, those people started going out. They started saying, crickets, you can't live on our property. You have to die or you have to leave in Jesus' name. I'm telling you what, an hour later, 2 hours later, because we went to town, got something to eat, come back by, and I said, honey, drive in the parking lot. I want to see all those dead crickets. Sure enough, we got out. We walked around. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I'm telling you, plenty of witnesses, and them things were dead. Also, when we moved to a certain town down on the coast, I think it was like the first year that we lived there, there came a horrible, like a plague of army worms. I know I'm getting flub off the subject. I've got to get. But anyway, we were shoveling them. There were so many. And so I did the same thing. I said, and you cannot come back. And I'm telling you what, the rest of the years that we lived in that place, those army worms did not come back. Amen. You have authority. You have power. Okay, so let's hurry right along here. A decree is an official order or a law that has been issued by rulers or kings. Revelation 1, 5, and 6 says that he has washed you in his own blood and made you kings and priests unto him and unto our God. Job 22, 28 says you can decree a thing and it will be established unto you. Well, that word thing means blessings are power. Blessings, you can decree that in Jesus' name because you have a kingdom authority and kingdom dominion in Jesus' powerful name. And of course, declarations, I'm going to go there just a second, is to announce clearly, openly, and publicly a truthful document that has been agreed on by leaders in authority. Similar to Declaration of Independence. So there's plenty of declarations in the Word of God that you can make declarations over your home and over your family. And declarations Holy Spirit gives you. Declarations right out to your home and to your family are like the Bill of Rights. I mean, you know, there's so many documents that some of them, you know, are abused, but we know that we can make declarations from the Word of God. And command, of course, has that authority backup. God is always backing us up when we give the commands because we stand as rulers in this earth and in the power of God. So we need to speak the word of God to our bodies, especially to our bodies. I command you in the name of Jesus. I command the electrical and chemical frequency of every cell of my body to be in perfect harmony and balance. And I decree that I'm digesting all bad cells because all bad cells have to leave my body and cannot stay in my body in Jesus' name. We decree in Jesus' name, Psalms 112:2, that wealth and riches is in the house of the righteous in Jesus' name. So we decree that wealth and riches is going to be in my house all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We decree 3 John too, where we know that we are prospering and we are in good health. So make these decrees in your atmosphere in Jesus' name. And so we want to go to the second way that we can use our voice, and this is praying the word of God, agreeing in power with the word of God. And if you've never got into praying the word, it's a powerful way to pray because it's always correct. And then praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, it is always correct. And praying, when you pray in the Spirit, you pray in your tongues, it bypasses your carnal. you see, when they've done tests on people while they're praying in the Holy Ghost, and it bypasses the reasoning part of your brain. That's why I love to pray in the Holy Ghost, because I like to reason things out, and I like to kind of make lists for God, and I like to give God directions. Don't y'all sometimes, you know, well, God, you really could do it this way. This way would be, oh, so much better than that way. And we want to do that in our praying. But when we pray in tongues, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're praying perfect. It's the perfect way to pray. Now, if you haven't received, I can give you some scriptures here. Acts 1 and 8 says you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to me and for me, and you will receive that boldness. Praying in tongues is a mighty voice in the earth today. And I know that more and more, as I hear more and more preachers and pastors, they are coming into the place to where, hey, we have been kind of dull on our prayer language. We've kind of like set it on the shelf a little bit. But I see there's a powerful resurrection of the praying in tongues, the power of the Holy Ghost, praying in your prayer language. You see, when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's similar to get baptized in water. You are dunked all the way in and come back up, and it's a testimony. It's a witness that you're buried with Jesus Christ. Well, whenever you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I think sometimes he leaves you down there quite a bit until the fire comes. Because he said he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire. So some of you need to be dunked again in the Holy Ghost. You need to be, you know, dunked in there and baptized in the Holy Ghost, because sometimes we just sit with our little prayer language, and we don't rise above to that next level, and we don't pray what God is saying. We just hear our little voice. But I'm telling you what, there's a voice of the Holy Ghost that is rising up in the people of God, and they're going to pray the will of God upon our situations. They're going to pray. Let me get you some scriptures here. Acts 1 and 8, that's you will receive power. You will receive boldness to go and be a witness. You will receive what God, the Holy Spirit, has for you. And Romans 8, 1 through 4, it tells you that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive freedom. You receive freedom to pray, and he helps all of your infirmities. Now, we think infirmities are just like sicknesses, but infirmities are some of those deep things down in your spirit that you can't get over. You can't forgive, or you can't this. I'm telling you one thing, if you will pray in the Holy Ghost until you feel that release, he will come in with fire. And that's what it's for. The Holy Ghost and fire is able to go deep down inside of you and release you of those hostile things that might be in your life, those infirmities that just keep on like push your buttons. Well, you know what? You need to get rid of those buttons. Those buttons don't have any place in you. And the Holy Ghost will remove all them in Jesus' name. Glory to you. Glory to you. Oh, Rabando Rabakusha, Dando Rabakishoka, Dadamaroboshokaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we bold enough to speak to someone and tell them God loves you and he has a plan for your life? And I want to pray for you right here, right now. He will give you boldness. If you do not have that boldness, well, go and pray in the Holy Ghost. You'll come out. You'll come out not like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's not God's timing. We'll just kind of wait on the Lord, and we'll see if I can hear a word. If I hear a word, then I'll do that. If I don't hear a word, then I'll know it's God's will for me not to say anything. No, we're bold. We're bold people that know who we are. We are kingdom people. We know what is available from the kingdom. We pull it down out of with the Spirit of God, out of heaven, everything that we need today, everything that we want to walk in today. You want to walk in newness of life? Pray it down. Hallelujah. So it helps our infirmities, those deep things down inside of us. John 14 and 17, it always prays truth. He will pray truth, and he will reveal truth. So sometimes we might have a question about whether is this right or is this, you know, what do I need to do about this? Well, you see, praying and the Holy Spirit will bring up truth, because he is the Spirit of truth. And you, it will be revealed to you. The Spirit of truth will come, and he says, you need to do it this way. No, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Here's your answer. Here's your ideas. Here's the way you should do it. Go on a certain day. I know I've heard my husband pray in tongues many times, and he'll get up, he'll write something down, he'll walk out the door, and I'll be back in a minute. The Holy Ghost would give him an address. And this was before we had Google Maps, of course. And so he'd rely on the Holy Ghost. Turn here, turn there, over there. That's that house. He'd go knock on the door, tell them why he was there, and they'd call mom and them. They call aunt and uncle, get over here. We've received Jesus. We want you to receive Jesus. And one time there was like 20 in a house that got saved before he left. I'm telling you what, Holy Ghost will lead you. He will say, oh, no, don't go to Walmart today. Go at 10 o'clock tomorrow. He will do that. Holy Spirit will speak to you. He will give you directions in your life. Tongues are for your edification. Jude 20 tells us that we are to build ourselves up praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you ever get to a place you feel dry, dead, oh, I went to church, I didn't feel a thing, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. Maybe they have some fire somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Oh, I don't feel a thing. You know what? Could be us. We know how to pray the fire of God down, to pray the fire into ourselves. We walk in revelation of the fire of God. We walk in revelation of the Word of God. You are mighty. You are some of the mightiest people on the face of this earth, I promise you. You have had teachings. You have had trainings. You have had class. It's time for us to rise up and take our authority and take our dominion to wherever it is the Holy Spirit is calling us to do, and receive that awakening. Receive that fire of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. And of course, we know that we can sing in the Spirit. And when you sing in the Spirit, you worship him totally. You also in 1 Corinthians 14, it tells you pray mysteries, and you pray God's strategies and purposes of the Spirit. So there's treasures, there's mysteries, I believe there's such powerful God ideas. There's so many testimonies of people who say, hey, I prayed in the Spirit, I went to sleep, I had a dream, I came out, I wrote down my formula, and boom, I'm a millionaire. I mean, God-given ideas by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want to get to my last one before my last point. Before I do that, I want to say this about praying in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I would say to you to say, hey, I don't want to sleep or eat until I receive the Holy Spirit. I want him in my life. He is important to show the life of Jesus, to bring the life of Jesus Christ into you and give you the power of Jesus. Jesus said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. And how else are we going to get to do that except the power of the Holy Spirit endows us with that power from on high to carry out those plans and those purposes and those commands that we have from the Word of God. He gives you power, gives you boldness to do it. He gives you the ideas of how to do it. He gives you the clarity on when to do it. So you need Him. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need to pray in tongues every day. Every day. I mean, any time that you wake up and spend your whole day, you need to at least set aside intentionally at least 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is the Holy Spirit tells you, to pray in tongues, to pray in your prayer language and hear what He is saying to you. It builds you up. It makes the soul line up with the Spirit of God, with what the Word of God says in Jesus' name. You have problems in your life, pray them out. Root them out with the powerful Word of God, with the powerful Holy Ghost, as His fire goes in there into your soulish realm and burns up those things that are keeping you and holding you back from doing what God's telling you to do. You are all famous in heaven already. And God wants to make you famous here. By you following what Holy Ghost says. Hallelujah. I just want to tell this one little thing. My mama, whenever she prayed, she didn't go like that. Oh, no. She prayed, and she had kind of the same voice I have, kind of a thundering voice. She'd go to her bedroom, shut the door, but you could still hear her. And she'd pray for all the kids, and she'd pray for this, and then she'd go into that war language. I called it the war language because, oh, man, she would go to war with the powers of darkness and over her family and so forth in the Holy Spirit. And I could tell when she was praying for a missionary because she would go into the dialect of China, of Asian. She would go into the dialect of German or Russian. And I would stand there and just like, oh, my lands, I wonder what she's saying. I would love to know what she's saying. This is what happened on the day of Pentecost. There's so much to unpack. There's so much to preach and teach on this. But they were speaking in languages that other people heard. And you know what? There's people I've heard that speak 2 or 3, 4 different languages, but they can only speak it in the Holy Ghost. They don't know the language. So you know what? When you need to pray for someone in Asia, He'll give you an Asian accent. Has that ever happened to anybody? I have. Several of you. You know what? You need to pray for, people in Israel. He can give you Israeli voice. He can give you what you need to pray for. You get in tune with, it's time, people. It's time for us to be that peculiar people. We've already put the sign on. We've already entered the door. And we are declaring we are peculiar. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Holy Ghost says he wants you to pray in tongues, but He wants you to prophesy. This is what we're teaching here. To be fluent in prophecy. Be fluent and what you hear from Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So there's so much more to say, but I do want to close in the next 10 minutes. 5 minutes, what I can. And the last point of my message this morning is to seek His face. To seek His face. It's so powerful. I've got so many scriptures to give you. But Psalms 105:4 says, seek, inquire for the Lord. Crave Him and His strength. Seek and require His face and His presence. Require it. Seek His face. Jeremiah 29:13 says, then you will seek me. You will inquire for and require me as your vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. 2 Chronicles 7:14, one of our famous scriptures. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And what? Seek my face. Then I will hear from heaven and I will come and I will heal your family. I will come and heal your land. I will come and heal those things in your life that needs to be healed. When you seek me with all of your, Matthew 6:33, we know, seek first the kingdom of God. So it's about craving. It's about hunger. It is about seeking his face. When we worship him, when we pray to see his face, it's like Papa comes and puts his hand on you. I see you. I see what you need because you have sought me. He comes. He comes and holds you and says, I see you. When you seek his face, and this is not going to just happen just by accident. It's going to happen because you intentionally go after his hands on your cheeks. And Papa says, I see you because you've sought for me, because you have sought my presence. You want to be with me. Oh, people, I feel the Holy Ghost so strong here. Seek in his face. And you know what? You think, oh, I don't know how to do that. Well, just get before him and say, Papa, I really don't know how to get you to come and put your hands on my cheeks and love me. I know my husband could settle me down more that way than any way in the world. I would get upset over the kids or over this or that, and he'd say, baby, come here. Baby, come here. He would put his hands on my cheeks. He said, baby, it's going to be okay. Me and God will help you. So get in his presence and let him come and say, hey, I've got you. Just look in my face and nothing else will matter. All the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and his grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father. We do desire and crave. We require ourselves to seek you and seek your face and seek your presence. We are so hungry for you, Jesus, and we know that we will find you. You're not hiding from us. You are so available, more available than what we ever even think you are. So we seek you. We seek your heart. We seek everything about you, Father. We desire you, Jesus. We desire to look in your face and to love you above everything. Make our hearts pliable that when we see your face, we will melt with that beautiful fire that only you give, that only you can send through our bodies and our souls and our spirits. We do melt before you, Jesus, with that beautiful fire, Jesus' name, Jesus' powerful name. So I want us to do something. Hallelujah, presence of God. We're going to go ahead and have our altar ministry team to come. But I want us to do something else right before we are dismissed. As the altar team comes across the front, even our pastors, leaders, whoever, if y'all will come up across the front. Someone could move this. Y'all kind of spread out all across here. So today, if this has touched you, if the Holy Spirit has said, you really need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, you really do need to surrender, you really do need to allow me to be your papa, whatever he spoke to you, I don't know. But I would love for you to come and allow these ministers here to pray for you and to love you and to see that God will meet your need. Can we just have some music? Because I want everyone else in the building, before we're dismissed, and as soon as you need to go, you feel free to go. But if everyone else in the building would just start over here and just make a circle all the way around. I've seen this in the spirit. Everybody else, if y'all go ahead, stand up.
Activation.
Yes, activation. Go and just make a circle all the way around. And we want you to start entering in. If we just have some music. It doesn't have to be loud, just some music. And I want you to start making decrees. If you want to pray in the Holy Spirit, then the leadership says this is the time that you can pray in the Spirit. Legacy Church is going to rise up. We're going to step up. We're going to pray up. We're going to fire up. We're going to rise up, and we're going to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And it's going to take all of you. So anybody needs to come up for ministry, you'll come on up, and we're going to open this up. If you want to pray in the Holy Ghost, you feel free to pray in the Holy Spirit. If you want to make some declarations, you start making declarations, but move your mouth, move your voice, make a voice loud in here. Let it be loud for the kingdom of God. I know we'll dismiss here in about 5 to 10 minutes, so we've got the activation time. Go ahead, Pastor Stephen, release abroba bantasa ko ila bashumbra desa ko yarabasa taya. Oh, we decree your glory. We decree your power. We decree the move of the Spirit. We are expecting you. We are expecting your power to come. Come and break down every barrier, everything that's holding us back from receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, the outpouring on our sons and our daughters, in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, if you need healing, go to our ministers up here. If you want anything, come on, you're free to come on and have our ministers pray for you, in Jesus' name. Come on up. Ho raba shundabo raba kasataya. Ho laba sanoraba kasoya. Ishono raba sataya. If you haven't prayed in your language, this is the time. Go up higher. Go up higher in Jesus' name. Go up higher in the Spirit in Jesus' name. Ho raba sandadobo raba sandadobo kosita. Ho shalo raba sai. He labrondo raba sido umbrada. Umbreda da sikita. Oh, hi, lebo surva sandala lebo suya. Ho shika numra da seya. Ho libera da mandora ba kasaya. Ho, come on, people, raise it up. Raise up your voice. Activate this place today in a powerful way. In Jesus' name, legacy is going somewhere. We're going in the Spirit. We're going in the power of God. Ho raba sida munro raba satai. He loves. Make your declarations over your family. My family is blessed. My church is blessed. I decree wealth and riches are in the house of legacy. I decree our pastors are anointed. Come on, make some decrees in the word of God. Hallelujah. If you need the infilling of the Holy Spirit, come on down. And the Lord wants to fill you today. Ho rabasita danamosoya. So tabakoshataya. So rabasatara basikataya. Oh shakadaya. Suradabashotaya. Ho rabasitana no rabasatana naisikotoya. Hai labaso rabasitana noya. Let's go higher. Higher in you, Jesus. Higher, higher in you, Lord Jesus. You need your prayer language. If you haven't activated your prayer language in a while, go ahead and activate it now. in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name, we love you. We love you, Jesus. We worship and honor you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you have done here today. Thank you that you've stirred our hearts. You've stirred up our spirits, like it tells us in the Word, to stir up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Just consider yourself dismissed. It's time for us to dismiss. So stay and pray, stay and declare. If you have a need, come on up. Just be free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.